So I said that once a week I was going to get on here and read a little bit of my book Grow. Initially, I said I would read a chapter, but as I'm reading this book and reflecting on the page numbers, a chapter is much too long for a podcast type of situation. So I'm going to read an excerpt. Took me a while to figure out that word. That was that long pause. I'm going to read an excerpt from each chapter. So this chapter is chapter one of Grow, and it's called The Same. Skipping way ahead, but here we go. When I studied abroad in South Korea, and again in South Africa, I remember being confronted with my blackness. In one country, it was a fascination, and in the other, it was a burden. One I learned to put on as a badge of honor. The badge of honor that it is. I wish I felt the need to unpack this for those of you who may not understand that it is painful and beautiful, exciting and frightening to realize one's blackness. I embrace it, and I wouldn't change who God created me to be. He is perfect, and so is his plan. It has taken many experiences to capture that deep gratitude. I remember questioning my future as a child, not what I would become or how I would make money, but I asked myself, will I become beautiful as a teen? Or will I be an attractive adult? I literally remember looking into the mirror and fantasizing about how my looks would evolve. I believe there were even moments where I soothed my childhood depression with the hope that things could improve. These things were almost exclusively my looks. I wasn't an ugly child. I just was a dark-skinned child. I was a child with big eyes. I was a people watcher and an observant, opinionated child. That was an interesting combination. Now, as an adult, I am all those things plus extra. People now compliment my eyes, my skin, my thoughts and words, and all I can do is whisper back to the girl in the mirror, "You'll be everything you imagine and more." We thank God.